Up next, we have the Desert Vista High School Thursday Band, directed by Michael Krill and Josh T.
All right. Welcome, Desert Vista High School. Welcome to the NAU Jazz Festival. My name is Raul Yanez, and I'm your neighbor. I live there in Ahwatukee as well. Anyways, I'm going to give you some comments, and hopefully you guys can it can be beneficial for you guys. Okay, we're settling into a groove now. That's cool. All right, I'll rewind a little bit. I really love when big band charts do that, where they mix up the different sections for the melody. But you do have to follow your lead trumpet or the trumpet saxophone on that to match your articulation. All right, you guys are doing a nice job. Some quick notes, guitar player. A lot of times as guitar players, what we do, because we're strumming from the bottom, from the low notes down, we end up emphasizing the one and the five, basically the roots of the chord. Because the bass player is playing those, you might want to emphasize the higher notes, the higher register notes on the upper strings. Piano players, a lot of times especially if you come from a classical background, since I heard Mozart earlier, when we read music, we think if we see chord symbols and they're written on the downbeat, that we need to play them on the downbeat. But this is a great example of where you could definitely change up the comping to just one. So on beat one, the and of two would sound really nice. Okay. Just some observations on the bass as well. Really try to get that low frequency sound from the bass. Sometimes changing up the different fingers ends up sounding with a different articulation. So I think if you want to use your thumb, great, or use your finger, just try to match. Because I see you're playing using different fingers on the bass. And try to match the articulation for all four beats. Good job, Claire. All right, just note to setting up. I know the stage seems a bit cluttered. But me personally, I always get nervous when the percussion is that far away from the drummer. And, it's your time to shine, guys. So the stage is yours. So move stuff around, move those vibes out of the way, and get those percussion instruments right next to the drummer so they can lock in the tempo. Because if we look at the distance between the baritone and where the conga player are, that's super far.
Taylor Rogers on trumpet. And Sean Keller on tenor.
All right, looking here into us, hearing all the solos. Again, awesome job, Mr. Krill. Really appreciate how you're giving a a lot of improvised sections for your, for all your different players to shine. That first, the top melody, the top trumpet part. The only thing that's missing, man, is just more air support. We all get nervous when we're playing. And trumpet's one of those instruments where the embouchure has to be right spot. Don't let the nerves get in your way. All it is just air support. Just make sure you have enough air support to be able to support those notes. This would be a really fun song to play on the congas. The pattern that I like playing on this pattern is, it sounds like this. So, remember, when someone stands next to conga drums, there is a long Latin tradition, man. So, be proud of playing percussion. And play with conviction. Good job, percussion, of locking that tempo, that imp, that shaker in. That's got to be hard being so far away. Again, I would definitely move. I would have moved the congas to the right behind the drummer. Good job, trumpet player. Finding target notes for all those chords. Awesome. Thank you so much for stepping out there and improvising. My suggestion is that, just like you're doing now, leave some space and give your time to breathe, support your sound. And something that a lot of us do when we're starting improvising is we want to fill up the whole measure with notes and our sound. But leaving the space is really where we need to, what we need to really work on. Good job, trombone. Alec, you're just like the trumpet player before you. You found target pitches that you can, that you feel comfortable. And the cool thing about it is you're marking the changes with them. I think to move forward is let's investigate that harmony and find some of those other notes. All right, good job. So there's one note, a couple of notes there that are not in the scale that I'm sure your band director will talk to you about. You just got to make sure that what I'm noticing is you guys all have target notes that you're using to improvise, which is a great starting point. But we also have to know which are the other notes that we can play that are going to fit the scale. Now, just to give you a note on soloing, it's just finding the space. Sometimes we forget that staccato quarter notes and eighth notes and two beats of rest end up doing a lot of wonders to our soloing. My main point to all the solos so far is that you want to fill up every single beat with notes and sustain notes. So my first challenge to all of you guys is not to sustain any notes, and then just end it with some kind of jazz phrasing, like a real common one that I like to start off with. It's just the word bebop. Just end all your phrases, instead of holding the note out, just say bebop. Awesome. Awesome. We definitely should have put drums on the solo section. Very creative. And keeping the time. Be careful with some of those pitches, guys. Nice change. Circle that part, trombones. Awesome. Good job, guys. One of the first things I like to do when I get a new song is I like to record the band playing or hear a recording of it. That way we could hear where are the parts that the band really needs us the most. And right there where the band stopped and left the trumpets holding the note, and then they started editing each other, trombone, make sure you're ready with a nice air support and have your embouchure ready. That way before you start the note, you're already hearing in your head and we could get that nice pure sound under that trombone. But it's all about preparing and setting the embouchure and getting nice air support.
Today we're going to finish up with On Green Dolphin Street in both keys. Luckily, not simultaneously, arranged by Frank Mantooth. And you are going to hear in the solo from trombonist Alec Sunkel. Thanks a lot again.
All right. Again, now, Mr. Krill, I appreciate you picking from the great American standards. And all of you musicians that are going to continue listening to jazz and also playing it, this is one song that you'll be playing forever. And you'll be listening every time you hear a jazz group play. Be careful, baritone. This is a great example of why, for me, I like putting the baritone on the other side. This is a baritone. You don't even need to. I could tell that you already know the pattern. You know the rhythm. So let's pay attention more to the time and lining it up that up with the bass player and the drummer. Good job challenging yourselves. There's a lot of interesting counterparts happening, but we have to make sure that the melody stays on top. Again, first of all, I'm going to start off bass player. It is a strong feat to play the bass in a lot of American music. And you are definitely the unsung hero in all these in the band. So I appreciate your efforts and how much you're working on this. A couple of things to work on is definitely, let's emphasize getting that 2 and 4 and that time feel. What I would do is, I'd suggest is recording myself playing this song, and listen to all those places where you're a little late on the beat, and then practice those parts. Because really, what happens is we start playing it so many times like that we start performing it with those hiccups. All right, Alan. So I could tell that you, Alan, you did some homework, and you trying to match these chords. But like right here, this is a standard phrasing here. So what I would do is maybe even sit at a piano and find some of these notes that sound good with these chord symbols. Again, all you horn players, a lot of horn players, they end up learning how to play the piano for this exact reason, because you guys can only play your horn for so long before your lips get tired. But I would definitely, Alec, suggest for you to pick up the piano, man, and play these, learn how to play these chords, and then practice them by sustaining, hold the chord down, sustain it, and then practice learning the arpeggios and the scale choices, and slow them all down to help you out find more target notes. Good job, Alec. A couple things to grow on. Drums. Right there, the horns really needed you. If you could emphasize some of the last eight bars of the solo section, help them out by articulating some of those rhythms, would have been nice. Again, sometimes not even in the chart. Watch your trombones and saxophones. My question to you guys right here, who has a melody? That's what we want to hear on top. Nice, strong tempo. Awesome. Again, congratulations. Way to challenge your band. A lot of potential here. A lot of the musicians. I know I was a little bit critical on a lot of things, but definitely I could definitely see how much work was put into this. Thank you all for coming out and being part of the NAU Jazz Festival.